when creation runs backward. Remember also your Creator in the days of your youth. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 1, World English Bible. Ecclesiastes ends not merely with a picture of aging, but with creation running backward. The sun, moon, and stars grow dark. The human house trembles. Arms weaken, legs bend, teeth disappear, eyes dim, hearing fades. Finally, dust returns to earth and breath returns to God. The language deliberately echoes Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, and chapter 3, verse 19. The person whom God once formed from dust now seems to come apart, piece by piece. Yet into this unmaking comes one command. Remember. The Hebrew word zakah means more than mentally recalling something. In Scripture, to remember is to bring a truth into present action. When God remembers his covenant, he acts faithfully toward it. Thus, remember your Creator means arrange your life now around the one to whom your life already belongs. Youth here is not praised because it is more valuable than old age, but because habits of worship must be formed before strength deceives us into believing it is permanent. What we practice in bright days becomes the path we can still follow when the lights grow dim. The precious machinery of a mortal life. The silver cord, golden bowl, pitcher, and cistern wheel may describe an oil lamp and a well system. Costly household objects whose breakage meant that light and water could no longer be drawn. Archaeology confirms how central cisterns, jars, and pulley systems were to life in the dry lands of ancient Israel. The images are debated, but their force is plain. Life is beautiful, intricate, and fragile. One cord snaps, one wheel breaks. Suddenly, what once carried light or lifted water is still. Death is not presented as proof that life was worthless. A broken golden bowl is tragic precisely because it was golden. Then the preacher says that the spirit returns to God who gave it. Ecclesiastes does not explain resurrection here, but it refuses to let death have the final claim of ownership. We return not to an impersonal universe, but to the giver. The New Testament completes that hope. The God who receives our breath will also raise our bodies through Christ. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. The whole human being. The familiar conclusion, fear God and keep his commandments, is sometimes reduced to moral duty. But the Hebrew phrase can be rendered more literally, for this is the whole of humanity. Reverence and obedience do not merely occupy one religious compartment, they restore the scattered self. Sin fragments us into public and hidden lives. God's judgment gathers every hidden thing into the light, not only to condemn evil, but to declare that nothing is insignificant and no faithfulness is forgotten. Augustine wrote that our hearts are restless until they rest in God. Ecclesiastes would add, our lives remain pieces until they are gathered around their Creator. Suggested cross-references, Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, Psalm chapter 90, verse 12, John chapter 11, verses 25 through 26. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 42 through 49. Suggested hymn, O God, our help in ages past. Prayer. Creator and giver of breath, teach me to remember you before lesser loves shape my heart. Gather my divided life into holy fear, faithful obedience, and resurrection hope. When my strength fades, hold me fast in Christ until even my dust is raised. Amen.